This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
The Citizens Auxiliary Police is an organization of volunteer police officers. Mr. Santos, you're with the Citizens Auxiliary Police?
That's correct, Phil. We are an organization of individuals who, what we like to do is just, we just take a peek over the shoulder of the police, make sure that they're getting everything done, and if they need assistance in some areas.
Well, what is your law enforcement experience?
My law enforcement experience is varied. I worked security detail for a number of businesses. I worked 3 years doing... I worked as a crossing guard, working cross guard detail, and that may sound not that important, but I worked on one of the busiest intersections in America. I also worked 2 full years at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, basically checking for bottles and cans before Los Angeles Raider home games, which, as you know, one of those toss can injure someone seriously. And for 4 years, I did receipt check at Costco, which is a supermarket. So my law enforcement experience is varied.
Well, okay, so President Bush and the security team in the United States, at the administration level, has you guys concerned, obviously.
Well, it has all Americans concerned.
Yes, we're concerned that information came to the administration, came to the FBI this past summer that wasn't acted on.
Well, right now, Phil, I don't want to point fingers. We have to find out whether this country is safe. Or did Bush just basically leave us to twist in the wind? I don't know. We'll deal with that later on in a fair impeachment process if that's what the people want to do.
You think it'll come to that?
We've got a president of the United States to drop the ball, or the administration dropped the ball, this Rice woman. I don't know. You've got two African, I don't mean to bring race into it, but you've got the African secretary. What's the one that's the Secretary of State?
Okay, I'm going to tell you his name is Colin Powell. We don't need to bring race into it. You're right, okay?
No, we don't, but I would like to point out...
No, we don't need to bring race into it.
But the Rice woman is.
The Rice... Condoleezza Rice is what?
She's African or...
She's African-American, and we don't need to bring race into it.
All right, but the point is somebody dropped the ball, and where does that leave us? That leaves us, whether we're the American people or those of us here at the Citizens Auxiliary Police, those of us in the front lines of law enforcement, now we have to determine, is this country safe? Because somewhere along the line, this Bush guy dropped the ball.
Well, do you think that's what it is? Bush dropped the ball?
I don't know. But the time is right for us to check the defenses of this country, and that's what we're trying to do. We've gone to DEFCON Level 6. There are a number of different allied assistance police agencies who are going to various security levels. We've gone to 6. Essentially, that means we go into plain clothes. We're wearing plaid slacks, sneakers. We're going to go into post offices. We'll make phone calls. What we're going to do is try to test the defenses, test America's defenses, because this guy Bush, I got out of bed yesterday morning. I listened to the news reports. This guy had news reports. He had reports about Arabs flying planes in Arizona. He had reports about the possibility of a plane going into the New York area, and he didn't do anything about it. I tell you, that takes brass balls.
All right, let's just get to the point here. That you're with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You're a volunteer police agency. What do you mean you guys have to test the defense? And I don't know what DEFCON Level 4 is.
No, it's Level 6 paradigm. That basically means we're at a Level 6 defense paradigm. Okay.
Well, what are you guys doing?
Right now, Phil, we've got to do a lot of things. We've got to call bomb threats. One of the things we're considering is calling in bomb threats to kindergartens to see what the response time is. We've got to find out about the post offices leaving white powder, and I know that it's illegal.
You better believe it's illegal. You guys are going to call in bomb threats and do what?
We have to leave white powder at a post office.
You're going to leave white powder at a post office. Okay, this is against the law, and what I'm trying to do...
Phil, I'm not the one to drop the ball. Okay, you want to yell at me, why don't you go talk to your beloved President Bush? He's the guy that had the stuff on his desk, not me. Okay?
But you guys are talking about calling in bomb threats to kindergartens and leaving powder in post offices.
How else are we supposed to test the defense level of this country after your boy Bush, who was too busy traveling to Texas to pull his daughter's hair back to make sure she didn't get any corn in it while she was puking up her last margarita? And meanwhile, he's got this report on how to deal with this Bin Laden, and it's laying on his desk with coffee stains on it. You want to blame me about it?
All right, let's not argue, okay?
I don't want to argue, Phil, but don't you point fingers at me and say this is my problem. This guy Bush, who's down doing a crossword puzzle, choking on a pretzel or whatever he does, all of a sudden we got two planes flying in the World Trade Center. I didn't fly those planes, did you?
Look, Jay, I know it.
Did you?
No, sir, I did not.
Okay, don't be pointing fingers at me.
You're saying that you need to test the defense level?
We've got to test the defense level of this country right now. And if it means I got to call bomb threats into kindergartens, leave powdered sugar laying around, I'll have to do it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Look, I don't want to get in an argument, okay?
Well, you're pointing fingers. I don't think this is the time to be pointing fingers. I didn't do this. Okay, your buddy, if I'd been in Arizona and I saw a lot of Arabs flying airplanes over Arizona, I would have had them up against the wall with their IDs out, and I can tell you that pronto. But your boy Bush... And
don't call him my boy, okay?
Well, I've been listening to you and a lot of the different talk show people talking about this guy like he's the second coming of George Patton. I want to tell you right now, I think there's something wrong with the defense level of this country. We need to test it.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos is with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You guys are an assistant police agency?
That is correct.
Now, you have gone to a level 5 defense paradigm.
That is correct. We augment our blue armband, which is generally what we wear, which is a standard dress uniform, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, with a plaid slacks. We do need to go plain clothes to assimilate, so we'll wear a pair of plaid slacks, tennis shoes, anything that will help us blend in. And right now, though, because of this guy Bush, and I don't want to criticize Commander-in-Chief, but you see what's going to happen when he nods off. I'm the guy that's got to come along and clean the mess up.
All right, what are the steps you guys are going to take?
Well, we've got to act on a million different fronts at once, Phil. We've got to test the defense response, the emergency response. We call kindergartens and daycare centers. This is a threat distillation team. It's muffled voices and tell them they have a molester working for them.
You're kidding me.
No, look, I didn't start this thing, okay?
All right, so you're calling kindergartens anonymously.
That's correct.
And what are you saying?
We're telling them you may have a molester working for you. Somebody's going, getting down there and groping a kid. Then we drive by later on to find out if police responded. We also go into post office, and we are at a test level threat 4 with post offices. That means we have to leave, and you can do it with sugarcane or any CNH sugarcane powder and leave white powder.
But that's against the law.
I'm not the guy that fell asleep at the wheel. Go talk to your boyfriend, Bush.
He's not my boyfriend, man, and you know something? You're beginning to make me a little angry.
Mr. Henry, please, okay?
You're beginning to make me angry saying that Bush is my boyfriend.
Well, you and all the other people out there that thought this guy was, Jesus Christ, General George Patton, and that broad from Friends all rolled into one. I'm trying to tell you right now.
This stuff seems extreme, and it seems against the law. That's all I'm saying.
We have got to see what's going on. One of the least palatable things that we have to do today, Phil, you think I like calling a bomb threat into a kindergarten? I don't want to do it, but I got to test the defense.
And cause panic.
Like I say, I wasn't down there throwing out the first pitch at a Rangers game, okay? That was I won't call him your boyfriend, but he was somebody's boyfriend. This guy Bush did it. And I think it's time for American people to understand. We've got to take these measures because somebody up there in Washington, D.C., and I don't want to mention any names, but I think it starts with a B.
President Bush.
That's right. Was yanking it while the country was going up in smoke. And this is something that has to be done. There are things we can all do, but these are things we got to do right now.
You know,
you're going to get angry about that my boyfriend Bush thing, huh?
You know what? President Bush, I've been complimentary.
I can tell by the way you're stuttering through this that you don't quite know what to say.
I've been complimentary to him. I'm not about to blame him for what happened. There were threats received. There was information received. But to say he's my boyfriend and he's my pal, and now you got to clean the mess up.
Well, who else is going to do it? Are you trusting the FBI? The FBI was down there in Arizona where you had Arabs flying planes all over the place. The guy doing a crossword puzzle. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, well, you are a volunteer police agency.
Well, the official arm of the law enforcement of this country fell asleep on the job.
All right, but, okay, 1-800-449-8686. So you think it's Bush's fault?
Well, I don't want to point any fingers, Phil, but right now I've been on the phone trying to coordinate a lot of officers in the area. We're calling in bomb threats. We're telling people that they got molesters on their staff, and we want to see what the response is. I called up a guy over here who was in charge of security for one of the beverage companies over here, just to see if this guy's awake. All right. I said something as simple as he had his fly open. We went over to a pizza parlor, pulled the tablecloth off, wrapped it around my head. I bought two airline tickets nonstop to Butte, Montana, and I'm looking like an Arab.
Now that just because you take a tablecloth from a pizza parlor and wrap it around your head doesn't mean you look Arab.
No, but I can assure you, they assumed that I was an Arab national. I was telling them the things, God is great and all of this. They sell me two round-trip tickets to Butte, Montana, and I mean blink.
Now that, and what's you know, Butte, Montana is Butte, Montana?
I'm sorry, I've read that, Butte, Montana. But the point being, two Arabs, thank God they were undercover officers of Citizens Auxiliary Police, got two tickets, Butte, Montana.
Are you in a substation right now?
Right now we're in our substation, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jesus. Well, you've heard it, the news stories. There were reports last summer. Has the administration, did the president drop the ball? Jay Sanis with the Citizens Auxiliary Police says that he's got to run around now and check on the defenses of this country as a volunteer police officer because Bush dropped the ball. I told him he's calling in bomb threats to kindergartens, saying that preschools have got molesters on staff, and he's dropping white powder in post offices. I said, that's against the law. But he seems to think it's not near as bad as what Bush did, which is nothing. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm talking about a threat to the health department, too.
All right, Jay Sanis is with us. He's with the... Are you a brigadier general?
I'm a brigadier general. Major Elvis Newton, who is the commander of Citizens Auxiliary Police, is a major, obviously, and...
He's the head, and he's a major, and you're a brigadier general. Who are the officers that are out in the field in this volunteer police force?
Oh, we have a subcommander general.
No, but what is their rank?
Subcommanders.
These are all guys that run patrol. Now, you said the health department needs to be alerted.
No, we need to test, Phil. Look, at Bush, for whatever reason, was sitting there playing thumbsies or checking his butthole or whatever he is.
Do you have to be disrespectful to the president?
Well, I think it's pretty shocking what's happened, not knowing that these threats were received last summer.
All right, so what about the health department?
We've got to find out whether the health department is responsive as well. That's why we've asked people to take a simple step. You can contaminate, not really contaminate food, but pretend. We're talking about pretend. I want pretend.
So you melt down a Baby Ruth, and then what?
You take a Baby Ruth candy bar, melt it slightly in the microwave, probably set on popcorn setting, slightly melt it, and drop it into a punch bowl at a party. Now, that looks like a turd-like substance or a turd substance.
So, in other words, I'm at a party, and I see what looks like a piece of dew or
turd
in the punch bowl, and then you'll see how fast it takes me to
No, I'm sure you'll call. I'll see how fast it takes the health department to get out there. Yes, sir.
By pretending I've dropped a turd into a punch bowl.
Mr. Henry, I'm not the one who is down there trying to pull a skirt down from over my daughter's head while she was laying on a beach.
All right, you've said all you need to say about President Bush. I'm just trying to figure out what you're saying about the rest of this stuff. Here is Roy on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Roy, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to direct this to Mr. Santos.
Yes, sir.
With all the shenanigans that you're pulling and all the illegal, like sending the powdered sugar in the mail and creating these problems.
You got a president who is sitting on a lot of information last summer.
What has that got to do with you creating this problem for the law enforcement today?
I'm not creating problems for law enforcement. Somebody's got to test the defense. Have you been listening? I'm testing the defense level.
Let me tell you something. If you're out there
Jesus.
Creating bomb threats, and you're calling in powdered sugar and calling these people, you're sending policemen and law enforcement
right.
out to check
right.
this out.
That's right.
While they could be out there somewhere committed.
But Roy, they could have been out there last summer, except you got ring around the Rosie Bush. you know, passing out, choking on a pretzel. And meanwhile, we got Arabs flying planes down Arizona. FBI said they had Arabs flying planes down Arizona town.
Actually, what I think you got is just a political agenda that you're trying to push here.
Wait a second.
And have no other way to do it other than to pull this kind of mess. You know, speaking of Arizona, if you...
You been there?
If you create a crime, like if you cross a road where water is flowing through...
What's that?
And you get stuck out there, they charge you to come save you.
If you cross a road where water is flowing through...
That's right.
I'm not familiar.
They have the road blocked off, and you cross it anyhow, and you get stuck out there... And they have to come get you. They charge you for that rescue.
Well, listen, I'm a member.
Sir, they ought to be charging you
sir?
Every time you send a police officer
well, sir,
out
I
to check on
you.
One of your bogus crimes.
Well, sir, I happen to know Colonel Bob Nelson of the Arizona Police Assistant Police Corps, and we were monitoring a river that was overflowing there last July. Now, I don't drive through rivers. I help rescue people from rivers. We monitor all the rivers in Arizona.
Bob Nelson of the Arizona Assistant Police?
Right. Assistant Police Corps. They're not real police. They just stand at rivers and wait for people to try to go across them. And I can tell you, these punks, and we are filled with punks that are trying to cross rivers.
Well, I admit it's not a good thing to do across rivers, but
you're
I also think
right.
it's not a real smart thing to do to
well,
create the problems that you're creating.
What about these punks that are flying, these Arab punks that are flying planes off through Arizona? I would have had them up against the wall and their IDs out.
Well, that might be true, but what about the punks that are sending bogus mail and putting sugar in envelopes and calling bomb threats?
Well, look, how else do you find out whether a guy is sitting there alert on the job or he's sucking down donut number 43 waiting for Bush to call him up and say, hey, job well done, we're on top of it. I'm just...
You know, I'm with this guy. I think you just don't like Bush.
I don't know.
I do, too. I think you've got a political agenda, and that's the only way you can get by with anything is to blame everything that happens into the country on the one man.
Now, let me ask you a question, Mr. Santos. Who are the Kansas City Marshal operatives?
Those are assistant police of Kansas City.
Were they calling in fake tornado threats?
We were calling in DEFCON 4 tornado threats to find out if people were on the job, yeah.
So they're calling in to say, hey, I've seen a tornado, and when people roll out there, there's no tornado.
Yeah. In a nutshell, yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Now I finally get it. You guys are blaming me instead of blaming Bush when he was down in Texas wiping the corn away from his daughter's...
Yeah, I know. She was throwing up. All right, look
at Santos, let me ask you a question.
And then I got to run. I got to stay another phone call.
All right,
I'll decide who takes the phone calls.
Of all these tornado threats you called in,
right?
Next time somebody calls in a tornado threat and it's a good one, they're going to think, it's Mrs. Santos. Let's just sit here and do what we're going to do.
Mrs. Santos? What'd you say?
Mr. Santos.
I thought you said Mrs.
No, sir, I said Mr.
All right, sir.
Well, did you hear what... All right, look, Roy, thank you for your call. Did you hear what he said?
I did, yes, sir.
They're going to think it's a fake tornado. Never mind. Here is Bobby on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Santos.
Yes, sir.
Is that your real name?
Yes, Bobby, your real name? Please tell me it isn't.
Let me tell you something. You must be some damn skinhead or something, because the things that you're saying so far against the law... Let me tell you something.
I'm a skinhead.
Let me talk for a little bit. You've been running your damn head all the time. Let me tell you something. I happen to like George Bush. And now, even if didn't like George Bush, do you think that George Bush would intentionally keep this information away from the people of this country and cause that thing to happen?
Well, how come that thing's sitting on his desk while he's down there in Texas pulling the corn out of his daughter's hair?
Hey, what do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living?
Yeah, what do you do for a living?
I bet
you have your little classes out there in the desert. Number one,
you're a sick man, and
you ought to go to a psychiatrist
and get your
head straightened up, because you're a sick person.
Hold on, gentlemen.
Somebody in Arizona's going to put up your crap and say, find out who you really are, and they're going to put your ass in jail.
I really am. My name's Jay Santos. Who are you? Bobby what?
Bobby Turner in Houston, Texas.
Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Jay Santos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. So you're saying President Bush is to blame for not taking those reports seriously that were received last summer, and then we had 9/11.
Your buddy Bush, Phil, is...
He's not my buddy, all right?
And all you talk show hosts, all the people calling your show, who are ready to lick this guy's rear end up one side down the next, you want to canonize, beatify, give this guy a statue out in front of the Rome where the Pope lives. Your boy was riding on one of those mechanical bulls down at Gillies with some towel wrapper, was getting his hazmat license, and now you want to come down on me because I'm trying to test the security level in this country.
Well, I don't know how faking a turd in a punch bowl tests the security level of this country.
It tests the alertness of every American.
1-800-449-8686. Let me go back to this gentleman. And Bobby, go ahead.
Say, Mr. Santos.
Yes, sir.
Are you an American?
I most certainly am, sir.
You are American?
Of course I am.
I can't hear you. You are an American?
Are you?
Well, won't you start acting like one? Because you're acting like an idiot. You're acting like the militia. I guess you got to
ask you a question. Who's going to defend this country if the boys in the Pentagon and your buddy Bush, they're all playing footsie?
Well, let me ask you a question. If you were trying to defend a country, it sure enough would go to hell. Because people like you make this country go to hell. And
wait,
let me tell you something, buddy. I hope you come down to Texas because Texas will show you which way to go.
Oh, yeah. You show me which way to go? Your boy was down there doing tequila shots while some of those towel wrappers were taking flying lessons.
Well, you're at some place in the desert shooting them damn...
Go ahead. I'll take paint guns and crap
at each other trying to act like some kind of somebody, and you're nobody. You're nothing but a fool.
Excuse me, sir, but I did 2 years checking for bottles and cans at L.A. Memorial Coliseum. 4 years I worked exit at Costco. I was a crossing guard at one of the busiest intersections in America for 5 years.
Oh, man, that makes you something then, doesn't it? That makes you really the judge of people, doesn't it? Let me tell you something, buddy. What you better start doing is you better start... saying a little prayer. Are you skinhead too? Is that what you are?
Skinhead?
Yeah.
I bet you were slow dancing at some butt buddy bar with your boyfriend Bush while Muhammad moved into your neighborhood, weren't you?
All right, gentlemen, what is this going to prove?
No.
It's not going to prove anything, sir. What is this going to prove is this guy's a nut, and he ought to go to the nut house, and he ought to quit doing this crap because he's going to hurt more people than he helps.
Let me tell you something. The other morning, I'm with my wife. I knock one off. She gets to work this late shift over at the supermarket, so she didn't have to start till 10 o'clock. We knock one off in the early morning. I get up, turn on the TV set, I brush my teeth, I wash my face, and there's your boyfriend Bush talking about how he dropped the ball on this deal. I didn't ask for this trouble. He laid it in my lap.
Let me tell you something, buddy. He didn't lay no trouble in your lap. You've been having trouble since you was born. And let me tell you something. You got a lot of respect for your wife by talking about knocking one off, don't you?
You're a damn idiot, buddy.
You're an idiot.
Somebody will take you to Cuba with the rest of them idiots. I knocked one off with me. What's he talking about?
Knocking one off with your wife is what he's talking about.
He knocked one off with my wife?
No, he didn't. You said that you did.
Yeah, you got a lot of respect for your wife, don't you, buddy? Just like you have a lot of respect for Americans. You don't have no respect for nobody but yourself, and that's probably hard to do.
You know, sitting in front of the television set watching one NASCAR race after the next isn't going to make this country better, Bobby.
Well, I tell you what, you better quit sitting there doing it then.
And by the way,
because,
if I'm knocking one off with my wife...
What are you doing for the country?
Why don't you quit knocking one off with President Bush?
Okay, thank you. What is that?
That's right. Hold on.
I got a call on the phone.
What was that?
That's me. I'm just giving out signals to the guys.
What guys? What signals?
It's none of your business.
Well, it's none of my business, huh? You know, you're the guy...
Mr. Hendry, what we're trying to do is test the defense level of this country. And if the people of this country are not ready, then we could have 9/11 repeated. Now, you may think that's funny, and you may think that's great, and President Bush might think it's funny, because I'm starting to think that President Bush didn't tell us about 9/11 because he wanted to see how funny it would be with two buildings falling down.
That is almost a malicious, treasonous thing to say.
Let me tell you something. We do what we call covert security check. We have access to a select few homes in the Los Angeles area.
So you're breaking into houses now.
Hold on for a minute. We have access to a few select homes in the Los Angeles area. Now, we do something that a lot of kids do in high school, but for us, it's a security check. We take saran wrap, and we saran wrap over the top of the toilet. Now, we do this in private homes when the people aren't home, and we are gone when they get home. But we can come back in later to check to see if these idiots actually took a dump onto a saran wrap toilet, or did they discover the saran wrap first? What do you think the what do you think the results were?
You're breaking into people's houses.
Oh, come on, Mr. Hickman.
No, you're breaking into people's houses, saran wrapping their toilets.
To find out the security acumen and to find out the level of alert, the security alert status.
In other words, if I crapped onto a saran wrap toilet, then I'm dead meat when it comes to Al-Qaeda.
You got it. 90% of these jackasses dumped right onto the saran wrap. Now, if that's what we got going in our country, God help us.
Well, you're now guilty of breaking and entering.
I'm not the guy that was sitting in Washington, D.C. choking on a pretzel.
Yeah, we got all about how President Bush dropped the ball. Vicky, go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to say this guy, I'm laughing. This guy is such an idiot. First of all, there's no reason for him to be making the comments that he's making because my dad was a police officer, and frankly, with the things that he's saying, he certainly can be found out.
9/11 was very serious.
Second of all, I mean, it just goes to show you, he obviously doesn't like Bush, and he, if he's in the position that he's in, he would understand that all the federal or all the federal government programs through the FBI are all run by the Senate, and all these bits of information that he keeps saying that Bush is.
You're putting chattering teeth and rubber
so
vomit in maternity wards.
Right. The other thing we like to do is... Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what'd you say?
Hello?
Yes, I'm right here. What'd you say? Vicky? Vicky? Anyway, Phil, what we do is we go down to a joke shop...
And put rubber vomit in maternity wards.
Right. I gotta go saran wrap a few more toilets. Sounds like wherever Vicky lives is a good place to start.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot. And I think you're a moron, okay?
Well, thank you, Phil. It's always good to get on your program and talk to you, man. By the way, the whoopee cushions on a local police car seat is pretty good. Cop gets in after he sees a speeder, and you just hear this. Ha, 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 ha. It's a lot of fun. And also check to see how alert those guys are.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers,
or
the
highway police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
The next thing we like to do is we put a fake arrow through our head and just lay on the cement with, like, red stuff.
Oh, I see. So someone will think you were attacked by an Indian.
Yeah, then we find out that the ambulance comes.
Jackass. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right. From yesterday's show, Bobby Dooley and her husband Steve, and they were talking about having their son's middle school graduation party at their house because they are hip parents. They're with it. They're now. And all the other parents, they just don't have it together. Why Bobby and Steve allow kids to do all kinds of things when they're at their house because the kids, they understand kids. Yes, it's time for another...
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
I think the two of you are disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think you are appalling that you call yourself a mother and father. Yeah, I would never allow my children... Of course the kids want to come to your house.
I don't understand.
I do understand.
I do.
I understand completely. You two consider yourselves young and witted and loose and all that. You are loose, all right.
No.
You're condoning open sex And if they want to have a drink, fine.
Debbie, let me explain to you. These kids are going to have sex anyway.
Let me tell you something. I have teenage daughters of my own.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. You're making it very comfortable. If my kids knew they can go to a house where the parents who are with it and young, I think you two are off the wall and you need help.
You know something?
Okay? Of course kids are going to go there and have sex.
If the kids can hear what you're saying, you know, Debbie, they say, you're really out of it. You're so out of it.
You know something? I think that you and your husband get your rocks off by having this go on.
How dare you?
That is disgusting.
How
and I can't
you?
Believe that a school is allowing a
How dare you?
How dare you corrupting other people?
People's
children.
You know, Debbie, if you'd loosen up and let your daughters come to a party that we have...
I wouldn't let my daughters your perverted husband, you and your perverted husband. He's walking around your backyard naked from the waist down, and you have other people's children there?
We get a big laugh out of it. The kids get a big laugh.
You get a big laugh out of it?
Yes.
You know what? You're perverted. That's what you are. Getting a laugh out of it?
It's no big deal. The kids have a big laugh. We all get together and laugh about it.
Well, wait a minute. I want to jump in here. What are you all getting together and laughing about?
Steve was in the jacuzzi. He was nude from the waist down, and he jumped up out of the jacuzzi and went surprise. And the kids thought it was a riot.
So this was the kids didn't know that he was nude in the jacuzzi?
They thought it was funny,
And now, what age are these kids?
Excuse me, can't hear you. What did you say?
What age are these children? They're under 18?
They're teenagers.
They're under 18?
They're teenagers.
And what's the approximate age?
I beg your pardon?
What is the approximate age?
Probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 19.
19?
No, I said 19.
Your phone cut out. What did you say?
I said 14, 19. Either
14 to 19. Do you think that 14? It's a big laugh that 14-year-old girls and guys are going to see your husband naked from the waist down? What the heck is wrong with you two?
It was all a big laugh. Everybody understood.
Big laugh. I think you two are... you know what? It's really not a laugh. It's really pitiful.
Wait a minute.
That people like you who are adults are corrupting these children.
Debbie, our children today desperately need adults who understand them and are
with them. Oh, really?
You
know what our children today need?
How do you dress? I bet you don't even know DKNY or FUBU.
Oh, you know something? You're absolutely wrong. First of all, I'm in New York. That's the first thing. Don't tell me I don't know what DKNY is, okay?
Okay, what's FUBU?
Okay? Don't tell me I don't know the latest fashions because I do. All right? But you know what the kids need today? They need church-going people that have some morals and scruples.
Hey, Debbie,
what they need.
Debbie,
not
Phil
people
Henry.
Like you.
Debbie, this is Phil
and
Henry. I want to ask Steve a question, Mr. Dooley.
Yeah.
The word is that when you jumped out of that jacuzzi, you yelled the words, uh-oh, the cobra's out of the cage. What is that supposed to mean?
They thought
the kids thought it was funny, Phil. It was a riot.
The cobras.
Of course they're going to think it's funny.
You know, you're so old, Debbie, you don't know where the phone
is.
I can't even hear you.
I bet you I'm younger than
you dropped the phone, honey.
I bet you're younger than you. Don't you tell me I'm old.
Well, then why
okay?
are you dropping the phone? Every time you talk like this, I can't even hear you. I can't hear you.
You know
We're
why?
With
you,
it.
You,
and you know why I can hear you? Because my hearing is young.
You're so intent on being young and loose and everything else. Why don't you go into a nudist college? Get into a cult. You and your husband, okay? This way you can be with people your own age and stop corrupting these 14 to 19-year-old children who need direction and people with morals. I'm ending this call now because you are making me sick.
My husband wasn't totally nude. He was nude from the waist down. He yelled the cobras out of the cage. It was a riot.
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
Well, there you go. See, we call it comedy gold now. We don't call it flashback. Why? For a variety of reasons. If we say it enough times, you'll believe it. And if Johnny Carson's getting $20 a cassette for that crap that he did, that Carson's Comedy Classics with that dopey-looking whatever that thing was that he put on his head, what was that? Karnak and Aunt Blabby and Art Fern. The cat's getting $20 a cassette for stuff that hasn't been funny for 20 years. and it's Carson's Comedy Classics. Well, I got news for you. From now on, it ain't a Phil Hendry Show flashback. It's Phil Hendry's Comedy Gold. And if we say it enough times, we may start believing it. All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Have you ever had anyone go to Hawaii? This just happened earlier this afternoon. And I really didn't know what to say because it occurred to me I didn't know what the answer was. They said, "We're going to Hawaii. Do you want us to bring anything back?" You're going to Hawaii. Do you want me to bring any? Do I want you to bring me something back? Is that what it was? No. We're going to Hawaii. I understand. Is that what it is? Yes. There's nothing that you could bring back from Hawaii that I want. What are you going to bring back from? You can have some of the macadamia nuts. They're really great. I wouldn't eat macadamia nuts if I was paid, if a salary to eat macadamia nuts. If they paid me $75,000 a year and all I had to do was eat macadamia nuts, I wouldn't go near. What about a pineapple? You know, when people go to Hawaii, and people have been going to Hawaii for thousands of years now, seems like thousands of years, there's nothing to bring back from Hawaii, so don't ever ask. Not that we don't appreciate you asking, and I realize that it's a very nice gesture. Do you want me to bring you back something from Hawaii? Yeah, bring me back some pot. Bring me back some Thai stick. There, that's what you can bring me back from Hawaii. Bring me some of that good Thai, and the rest of it, macadamia nuts. How about a pineapple or, we love going to Hawaii. We can bring back a lei with flowers. You want me to bring back a lei with some of those nuts? Lady, if I had nuts, do you think I'd have a lei? That's an old joke. I just thought I'd throw it in. I mean, Hawaii, I guess Hawaii has ceased being one of my favorite places. It never really was a favorite place of mine. I wouldn't mind going there. But if you're going to go to the islands and you're going to hang, drink, lay on the beach, I can think of hundreds more places I'd rather be than Hawaii. Now, the surf is good. So as a surfer, I suppose Australia, and it's closer than Australia. But I live in California. What the hell? You know, surf's good here. But to go to Hawaii, I mean, even if you, like, go to Fiji or you go to Tahiti or you go to the Bahamas or something or you go to, like, the Caribbean, there's some kooky kind of native trinket you can bring back. But Hawaii, what the hell are you going to bring back? A coconut. We brought back coconut. We go every year to Hawaii, brought back a coconut, and we brought back some flowered leis that they laid around our necks there at the Waimea Stouffer Resort. And we have some macadamia nuts. You know those macadamia nuts? And not only that, the reason why I weigh 350 pounds today is because of them macadamia nuts. Aren't they delicious, though? Yeah, they're delicious. I ate 15 crates of them. They're pure fat. Now my fat ass can't move out of the chair to go to Hawaii. Now I got to have you bring stuff to me from Hawaii because I'm so fat I can't get on a plane to go to Hawaii and get it myself because of your macadamia nuts.
What else do you want us to bring?
I don't know. Bring me a Hawaiian girl. How about that? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.